Texas. This is Big Ideas Small Business with Laura Cameron and Brian Gendron. And you're listening to the music of Houston local Max Flynn.
I'm starting to feel a little crazy again. I think it's time I start to pack my things.
Oh, hey, Brian. Today.
Hey Laura, doing well. How are you?
What's up? Oh, good. You know, I'm pretty good, except for I got this like itch on my back, and I just can't.
You want me to scratch it
for you? Yeah, could you?
There you go. As long as you scratch mine.
Oh, sure. Yes. Yeah. How's that?
Very good.
Is that better?
That's a spot.
All right.
Very good.
Yeah. So hey guys. Today we're gonna talk about, you know, I scratch your back, you scratch mine, and what else do they say? They always say,
what goes around comes around.
Yeah, what goes around comes around. Yeah, you know, reciprocity. Or as Brian likes to say, reciprocity.
Hey. I told her that she had to pronounce it, not me.
So, yeah. I think it's a really pertinent topic, especially right now, given the state of Houston, where Brian and I both, you know, do business in office, and also just the recent, Houston, because of the recent Hurricane Harvey that flooded, you know, an unbelievable number of homes and businesses and vehicles. Just people are still reeling from that. People are still, you know, trying to just even start to, you know, deal with the aftermath and their homes and you know, it's really been devastating to a lot of people. And then recently we just had Hurricane Irma that's devastated Miami and much of Florida and the East Coast. And, you know, that's going to be, again, really difficult for a lot of people to deal with. And we thought that reciprocity was a really important topic right now, because a lot of us business owners in areas affected by the storms are, you know, even if we were not affected, we're still doing business in the aftermath of this type of natural disaster, where a lot of people are having a difficult time getting back to work or getting back to normalcy. And we talked last episode just about being human and lending a hand and reaching out, and though it may not be appropriate just to call up your customer right now and say, oh, hey, you know, did you read my proposal? Oh, your house is flooded? Oh, I didn't know. You know, that's, you know, reaching out with something more like, you know, I'm just calling to see if you're okay, is appropriate right now for people in that situation.
Yeah, it's to Laura's point, and I can't speak to Florida because, you know, watching the news footage, and that's hardly reliable. It was interesting, certainly, when the storm's going on here in Houston, and then watching what CNN was showing, it's like, well. But at the same time, you know, certainly there's millions and millions and millions of people without power. And if you're in business, you're in any sort of business in that area, unless you're in, you know, the business of clearing out streets and yards and damage, who are prospering and have plenty to do, it can be a challenge to get started with sort of the regular services that you might provide.
Yeah.
So, you know, we're kind of in the wake of that. It's here in Houston, and, you know, my strategy has been, you know, I'm the benefit from this. In the IT space, unfortunately, we're on the side of fear, uncertainty, doubt, or rather the, you know, the area that people are making decisions based on a pain point. This is a huge pain for businesses. And so things like disaster recovery become important, where before they're like, yeah, I think that this is something we might need. We might have to have IT systems and a plan in place.
Yeah.
If something happens, well, now something happened and it speeds things up. So my philosophy with that is I can't just take from the storm. I've got to give back. I got to get out into the community. You know, this will certainly help business, but, you know, I have to, have balance. And so, and I encourage that with anybody that works for me, any contractors that I have, to say, hey, let's get out and let's help the people that need it. And then surely there'll be business to follow as well. And there has already.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think also, you know, like we mentioned last time, people notice when you're somebody who reaches out with a helping hand. And that applies not just in, you know, a hurricane storm situation like we've had recently, but across the board, in your business, people do notice when you reach out with a helping hand, when you give them something of value, that's going to help them move them forward in some way. You know, I like to, when I do my training classes, I like to always think of, okay, well, what's going to be someone's biggest challenge and how can I help them move ahead during this time we spend together so they can make actual real progress on something in their business. But I think, you know, even, you know, you go to a trade show and they give you, you know, giveaway items, things, just, and that's just a small token type thing, but you know, it's about giving and also receiving. You know, I'm a member of a referral networking group called BNI, and there are lots of different types of referral networking groups, but the idea is there's one person from each profession and you get to know each other and then you pass referrals to those people and those people pass referrals back to you. In that kind of a situation, you know, I mean, I think that's great for a lot of businesses because, you know, it kind of expands your network from, you know, just you trying to make a lot of sales to other people looking out for opportunities for you. But, you know, that kind of a system only works, again, if it's a two-way street. You know, if you're giving, you know, if you're somebody who's always giving, people are more likely to give back to you. I think so.
Yeah, and I think in BNI, you guys use the term giver's gain.
Giver's
right?
gain, yeah.
And though I'm not in BNI, I believe in that philosophy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in my own networking groups, but it is important. It's powerful when somebody comes up to you and said, not dumps on you what they do and what their business does. It's how can I help you? What can I do for you?
Yeah.
And you pick up on it right away, and you certainly pick up on it if they're genuine.
Mm-hmm.
And those are the people, you know, I do a lot of business networking, meet tons of people, and those are the ones that, you know, I gravitate towards.
Yeah.
And then I want to do something for them, right?
Yeah,
just like we
exactly.
started this. I want to scratch
yeah.
their back just like they want to scratch mine.
Right.
Those are the ones that truly get it. And if we can't leave you with anything today, hopefully, you know, put yourself out there to help first.
Mm-hmm.
Always
yeah.
lead with, how can I help you?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I mean, even, you know, I do digital marketing. So one of the things that I help my clients to do is to basically develop freebies, we call them, like, you know, they call them lead magnets or giveaways, freebies, basically just something that's going to help your clients and add value to your clients that they would, you know, want badly enough to give you their information and keep in touch. So, you know, something like a free training course or a free guide. Like I give away, one of my things that I give away is a social media quick start guide that just has, you know, kind of a quick and dirty basics on how to get your social media running and running strong starting out. But, you know, I help my clients. I had a photographer recently that I helped to build. She does infant and child photography, and I helped her build a, you know, how to take better pictures of your kids at home.
Right.
A little quick start guide for families. But just, you know, what is it that that would be really valuable to your customers, and how you, you know, deliver that to them in a way that adds value to them?
Yeah, it's not, you know, in the IT space, I'm bringing on a new employee, and one of the things that I've asked of this person was, are you comfortable in putting together short videos and informative videos?
Mm-hmm.
If you're in IT, it's a lot, you know, things are changing so rapidly that you're often using Google, YouTube to
mm-hmm.
just kind of get through whatever it is you're working on,
yeah.
undoubtedly. And sometimes that the information's not easy to find. I say, if you find those, put the video out. Take
mm-hmm.
you know, 10 minutes to make a 5-minute video, low production value, and get that out there.
Yeah.
Just to get exposure. And really, I mean, you can give away more than you think of a solution before, you know, if you're explaining them how to do social media, for example,
mm-hmm.
you go through and you tell them, this is how Facebook works.
Yeah.
And at a certain point, they just shut down and be like, all right, you just do it. I'll pay,
right.
I'll pay you, Laura.
Yeah.
You know?
And so the other thing I would say about that is give away your best stuff. Like give away something that you would charge for because you want people to see, you know, your value. You want to showcase your value, and you know, something that you would charge for is something that's really going to bring value to your customer, and they're going to notice that
and deliver on it. I mean, we had Laura and I working on this project, you know, Big Idea Small Business. You know, we had a freemium that really went south, right? That, and it was something that somebody had given us or given Laura as a gift with a certain amount of value to it, and didn't show up with the value,
mm-hmm.
right? Isn't that kind of going opposite as to what you're talking about with your freemium? You're trying to showcase your best stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, you got to be careful to make sure.
Yeah, you have to make sure that you deliver on it. Like if you say, I'm going to give you a 75-minute strategy session, and then, you know, you never book and schedule that strategy session with that person, now they're saying, oh, you know, they promised me something and they never came through with it. And, you know, and so that's going to backfire, obviously. So you want to make sure that that you treat, any type of free offer as you would a paid offer, just to make sure that, you know, because basically you're courting your customers. You're, you know, giving them a taste of what it would be like to really do business with you.
Right, yeah, that's on the prospecting side. And if I may, I want to go back a little bit to sort of the charitable giving side. You know, find out what your customers care about. You know, where are they donating their money, their time, and then get actively involved. Get the people that work with you and work for you actively involved in the nonprofits and charities that your customers are involved with, and all that stuff. You know, just kind of brings you together, brings your teams together, people that work for you, brings you closer to your clients, brings
mm-hmm.
you closer to the community.
Yeah.
That's a great way to can you please use the R word again?
Reciprocity.
Reciprocity. We'll get it by the end of the podcast.
Yeah.
But there's so much of this out here, guys, and we'd love to hear from you kind of ideas or things that you're doing in your business that you're offering as a freemium or something that helps you move your clients forward.
Yeah, absolutely.
So what we'd like to do is move into Tech for Granted, which is our segment where we talk about something in technology that's new, that's exciting. And today, September 12th, Tim Cook just announced the new iPhone X. So I don't know, have you seen anything on it?
I saw the notice that it's being released, but
yeah.
I haven't really read anything in detail.
It's kind of hard to look away. So iPhone 8, there's three that they announced today. There's the iPhone 8 and, you know, the widescreen, the small one, which is sort of the normal, hey, 6, 7, 8 linear progression of this
mm-hmm.
this device. And then there's the iPhone X, which stands for 10. So I think it's technically the iPhone 10, which is their 10-year anniversary. So did you have the original
iPhone?
They
skip, like, the iPhone 8 and 9?
Well, I don't know. See, that's my, I don't know if they're going to go to 9 or what they're doing. But I'll tell you, from a technology perspective, it wasn't anything new.
Oh,
it
yeah.
felt like a lot of... It feels like it's flipped, where mm-hmm. Samsung's kind of leading in a lot of ways,
mm-hmm.
and Apple follows. So,
yeah.
For example, now they have wireless charging, which at first I was like, wow, wireless charging, but that's already out.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not even putting out their own adapters. They're still relying on third party until mm-hmm. Apple comes up with theirs next year, apparently. They've got the screen that now goes all the way out to the edge.
Mm-hmm.
Samsung had the Samsung Edge. New Retina display. They have one thing that was interesting, sort of, is the facial recognition. So you don't have
mm-hmm.
to, there's no home screen button. You just kind of look at it and it comes on for you.
Oh, weird.
Pretty, yeah, weird. And they also said somewhere that it was like a 1 in 1,000,000 chance that it could work for somebody else, which is not so good.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if I would have that feature on. Windows has a similar feature for, like, I use a Surface Pro, and I turned off their face recognition. Maybe some burning the midnight oil, working late at night, because I'm a small business owner, doesn't pick
it
up in the
eventually
dark.
It stops recognizing your face as, like,
as I get more tired and it's dark and yeah exactly. So anyway, so the new iPhones came out, the iPhone 10 is it's big boy, right? Looks like you're holding a tablet to your head. It's $1,000, right? And AT&T and all the cell phone providers, Verizon, they stopped subsidizing. So now you're straight up just doing a payment plan for that over 2 years. It ain't cheap. So, but here's the thing. People will still buy it.
Yeah.
People will still buy it. And Apple's heading towards $1 trillion market cap one way or another. So, but anyway, all that to be said, I'm not rushing to the store. I'm not waiting in line for it. It looks like a cool device. So,
I've still got the iPhone 6S, I think.
Okay, well, we got to get Laura caught up first. but that's really it. And we'll, if you guys again have any sort of technology or anything that you want us to showcase or talk about here, please let us know. But it's hard to get past another Apple announcement and not say something about it. Although I will say I miss Steve Jobs.
Yeah.
At times like this, it's time to kind of stop and think about Steve and how he used to. I used to do those events and just how special they were. So, quite an innovator. I think it'd be all right if we moved into books. I don't know if anybody had a chance to look at George Foreman's book.
Knockout Entrepreneur.
We're in my office today. I actually sat in here all last week and I didn't crack it open, but I also wasn't really here. I was out most of last week, out mucking houses, pulling out drywall and all that stuff, just because it was hard, like we talked about, it was hard to call clients. And I was taking calls and doing conference calls in my car and where I had to, but it was hard to actively sell in the market. So I did not have a chance to crack Foreman's book. But today I've got one that I started. So I actually bought this for a friend for his birthday this weekend. It's Daniel Kahneman's Thinking Fast and Slow. And I bought it on Saturday. I am a good way through it. I'm about 100 pages deep. It was hard to put down. Kahneman is a Nobel Peace Prize winner in economics.
Oh, wow.
And the book is was a recommendation by Tim Ferriss. Are you familiar with Tim Ferriss? Ooh, we gotta get you on it, Tim. So then he's actually got a new book. But I bought this Saturday for a friend, and I looked at it, and it's a thick book. I read a little bit, and I'm like, I can't give this to somebody. That's just not fair. So instead, what I did was, I thought it'd be in the business section. Well, it was in like the science section, so I'm like, that's not a gift for a chiropractor. well, maybe for a chiropractor, but anyway. So I ended up getting him Tim Ferriss's new book, Tool for Titans, which is basically about the tools and things that billionaires use. And undoubtedly, this is one of them. He has an interview show, and he was interviewing a fashion designer, and which I praise him for. Tim does a podcast. Mm-hmm. A lot of people probably know Tim. He also wrote 4-Hour Work Week and a few other books. Mm-hmm. And if nothing else, he's good for good book recommendations and tech gadgets and things that he uses. But for years, as I listened to his podcast, I stopped listening because he never had women on. And he did like these live Facebook Live feeds, and I would burn him on Facebook Live. Like, where's the women, Tim? And when he finally had one on, I happened to be flipping to the channel. So I'm like, oh, Tim's got his own TV show now. And he had the, and forgive me for not knowing her name. But he asked her some questions about, how she decides on her fashion and things that she does as running a business, and decisions that she's made growing this. Multi-million dollar fashion company, and she recommended Kahneman. And Thinking Fast and Slow, at least the parts that I've been through, and I will get this thing done here in the next few weeks. Basically, there's kind of two different thought processes, and it's pretty pretty basic. At the core level, it's just, look, there's one line of thinking, which is that you kind of just go on on your gut,
mm-hmm.
Which is system one, which is you just react, think and react to the moment. Mm-hmm. And then there's another mode of thinking, which is that it's slow, it's analytical.
Yeah.
And when you're in business, mm-hmm. you need to be able to kind of think in both ways, you know, and then be able to identify early what types of decisions that you need to make, need to follow sort of the, you know, you have to really stop and think about it, and which ones you need to just, you know, use your quick judgment on.
Right.
And so, I mean, there's a ton of application for that, and certainly, you know, the book goes into a lot more detail, and I'm looking forward to learning more. But, you know, if you think about, you know, hiring decisions, mm-hmm. right, there's a great saying out there, which is, you know, hire slow, fire fast.
Mm-hmm.
great example of
yeah.
what Kahneman's talking about in this
okay.
book. So certainly recommend, at least from the first 80, 90 pages where I'm in, and also check out Tim Ferriss. I didn't know you didn't know Tim.
Yeah, I'm going to have to check him out. And I'll have to check this out too.
Yeah, I'm trying.
That's awesome.
Now that he's started interviewing women, I'm happy to recommend it.
Okay.
But anyway, any other closing thoughts or any other comments?
I guess just to reiterate, you know, the reciprocity point, just, you know, think about what it is that you can give and give genuinely, what you can give that's of real value, and, you know, don't necessarily give with the expectation of receiving, but in giving, oftentimes you will receive. So,
yeah, I couldn't agree more. Yeah. And, you know, I've just in the last year, I've changed my whole philosophy on community service and mm-hmm. things, and just, you know, my heart is filling up.
Yeah.
And even just that aspect of, forget business, just that
yeah.
aspect of it has been terrific.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, like you're saying, it comes back around.
Mm-hmm.
So don't make me say it.
Yeah.
but anyway, thank you so much. This is Big Ideas Small Business. Hopefully you guys have been enjoying it as much as we have,
yeah.
and continue to keep putting this out for you. And Laura, thank you as always.
Yeah.
Have a good week.
Yep.
Go out there and close some business.
Sounds good. Thanks for tuning in, everybody.
Central Texas rains, the strongest drink I've found.
Thanks for listening to Big Ideas Small Business. Please visit our website at www.bisbmedia.com.